You're listening to the Movement is Medicine Show, a podcast hosted by Head to Toe Spine and Sports Therapy, a modern chiropractic and manual therapy practice in Edmonds, Washington. Now, let's get into the show. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about aging and injury, because unfortunately, it seems like as one of those things goes up, so does the other. So as we age, it seems like injuries become more of a challenge. Got Dr. Tim, Dr. Annie, Dr. Ashley in the house. What's up, everybody?
What's up,
Barry? What's up?
So first of all, why do we age?
That's aging. Ew.
What the hell is wrong?
What is wrong?
What
why
is
the
that?
Hell do we age? Come on.
I tell you, it's not for the faint-hearted, aging.
God, and it doesn't seem fair. You know,
it's not fair.
Just doesn't seem fair.
Why haven't we figured out how to stop aging?
The key to life is to never
get
old.
Are trying to figure that out. You got all those biohackers out
what
there.
What is
stuff
the secret?
Like that.
Pick up the pace, man. Get the biohacking going.
A little bit more of that, right?
So we age and injuries seem like they go up. I mean, is that a fair statement?
It's definitive. I mean, there's some obvious reasons why, you know, what's going on with our increased injury load. And then there's maybe some slightly less obvious reasons. But I mean, I think the biggest obvious one is just simple joint wear and tear, right? There's just, we lose some of the fluid in our joints. Our cartilage thins out. We don't increase cells, divide and increase cells as quickly. We have increased cell death. Or what is it? Apoptosis?
Apoptosis.
It's like a dope band name right there.
What a bad band. And so, you know, all that's going on. And for, you know, I think for anyone who's like maybe had a more substantial injury in their life, like, you know, some serious joint injury, you know, replacements, increased arthritis, all that sort of thing is going on, which is really increases our chance of getting injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think besides that too, going from maybe like a period of activity to a period of inactivity and then all of a sudden getting back into it again. My parents ran into the same issue over COVID. They decided, hey, we're going to work out because we have time to now, you know, and they're calling me constantly like something's up with my shoulder. What's going on with my shoulder? I've never had this issue before. Why does it hurt? Well, what are you doing? Oh, we're surfing now. My parents live in Hawaii. Plug there. So we're surfing now. We're paddleboarding now, swimming, doing all these like repetitive motions. And I'm like, well, how long has it been since you guys have done that stuff? It's like, I don't know, like a year. And it's like, well, hello. Like, of course it's going to hurt. You're also like, you know, on the verge of 50 plus years old. Things are different. You decide you're not going to move, and then you're going to move now, and then it's just, you're more prone, more at risk,
and they
just don't understand that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a tough one. Yeah, because, I mean, exactly like Dr. Annie was saying, it's just like there's certain changes that happen, especially within, like, your muscles, especially the joints, like, less fluid in those, just less cushioning in the joints and everything like that, that just makes it tougher as you get older to, like, do, especially, like, any, like, impact-type exercises or anything like that. Especially if you're starting it into it, like as you're getting older, it's like there has been some research that finds, you know, if you start kind of like earlier on and, you know, like in your 20s and you build good habits there and you're healthy about it, it actually does do a lot of good for your joints as you continue to age. But I mean, it's like you get to a certain point, though, where needless to say, wear and tear is going to happen. And that's tough. I mean, it's tough sometimes with some patients, too, that come in here where you kind of have to like talk about that, where it's like they're wanting to understand why they're in pain, or at least a component to why they're in pain. And it's like, well, like you just got some wear and tear on your joint.
It's such a tough topic.
And it's
calling
really
me old.
Tough.
It's like, no.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But I mean, and it is, it's just something that happens. So I mean, and that's, you know, but that's where our job comes in, right? To teach them how to move properly again, and to teach them how to activate their muscles well, and to use their joints again, right? We have some great exercises that we do here for that, to mobilize those joints again and try to get some of that, whatever fluid is left, and they're moving again, right? And get that going. I understand that was a bad way to say that. But anyway, no, but really to get things moving and get things activated again. And, you know, being able to even learn that, it doesn't matter how old you are. Even if you're trying to get into working out later on or whatever it happens to be, it's like learning those things, no matter what age you are, is going to be beneficial for you to help decrease pain. So,
yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think to your point, Ashley, which just makes me laugh, because I mean, that's the, we've talked about this before, but people just want to go back to working out like they did when they were 25 or, you know, in college. They're like, we're going to start working out again. I mean, I've done the same thing. I want to start working out again and I'm just going to jump right back in. And so, you know, I've talked about moderation before on, I think on the podcast, but, you know, just kind of going in like a little bit easier, but more consistent and trying to keep up with a pattern of it. So you don't just blow yourself up completely because the body has changed, you know, I mean, I'm right in that window. So I get it. Unfortunately, I hate to admit it, but you know, it does happen. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, as Dr. Sim said, there's some really key things for prevention. Mm-hmm. And besides the famous lacrosse ball, which I think it's famous now because we talk about it so much. But I really like the joint CARS, which is a functional patterning motion. And that really captures, I think for someone who's aging and maybe exercising, doing the same kind of thing, maybe they're a walker or, you know, whatever it may be, and they kind of do the same thing all the time, that those joint CARS really access all parts of that joint and help bring some fluid to it, help to prepare the joint for loading. So if you're going to work out and you do some controlled articulations before you exercise, it's going to prep that joint neurologically for load. And that's a great way to prevent getting injured.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those CARS are great exercise. Yeah, and you can do them for almost any joint in the body, right? Which is great. And the other reason that, you know, really love those too is like, you know, it's something that, you know, just rehydrates the joint a little bit, gets it to move a little bit. And with any joint that gets stiff as we age due to wear and tear, we want to get motion into it, right? We want to get some motion into it so we can actually get that joint to like function a little bit better, get healthier, and yeah, even prepare for exercise or, you know, anything that we want to do going forward from there. So yeah, great stuff that we can do there.
Yeah, it's interesting because as we, you know, we kind of approach those middle age years and beyond, you know, there's like pros and cons, right? So yeah, so maybe we have some just wear and tear that's added up over time. Maybe we have some misuse or some underuse or whatever. And, you know, maybe the body's a little bit less resilient or it's more susceptible. But at the same time, typically we have more resources that we can, and more time, a lot of times that we can spend on ourselves, like more intentionality, you know? So I think this is also as we hit these, you know, middle age years and beyond, and we're thinking, you know, I got to be in this the long game. I want to be my best self, you know? And I think, I really do think like the COVID, the 2020, the pandemic, I think has brought this idea of wellness and health and what it means to really feel and be healthy to the forefront of people's minds. Because, you know, a lot of people got derailed in 2020. I mean, I know I did. And, you know, coming out of that, it was like, holy shit, I value my health even more than I did before. So this kind of leads right into probably what we're always preaching here is a really great self-care routine. It's probably one of the number one things.
For sure.
I mean, I feel like we talk about this on every podcast.
Do. Oh, yeah. Every time.
But it's a great point to talk about because it's really true. Yep. Like, I mean, just having that self-care routine is huge. Like, I mean, just, yeah. I mean, I know we always hammer the lacrosse ball.
We can get stickers made or something.
We
really
should. Self-care. What's your self-care routine?
Yeah.
Have you self-cared today? You know, I mean, it's just.
I feel like even, some of my patients just get frustrated at me because I'm just like, so about that lacrosse? Like, I swear to God, it's lacrosse ball all the time. And I'm just like, but I tell people, I'm like, even if you just do one thing, like, and you do your lacrosse ball releases, I guarantee you, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, that's why we preach that stuff so much. But in general, yes, like a self-care routine that we can do is great. And exactly like you were saying too, like this past year, kind of going through COVID and everything like that, the lockdowns and everything like that, we definitely have seen a lot of people like trying to get into like home workouts, right? Or like building a home gym or actually being more active, right? Because you kind of see that where it's like, you want to build up your body's like just general health, like immune system, all that kind of stuff, right? And that's huge ways to do that is just starting to become active again and paying attention to, you know, all those, you know, also paying attention to what you put in your body, hydration, everything else like that, right? I mean, that's huge components of it too, and actually huge components about the topic of this podcast as well, talking about like aging and injuries. But yeah, it was kind of cool to see that, you know, people during the lockdown starting to move more, starting to try to work out more, finding ways to do that. It was pretty cool to see that.
You bring up a good point with nutrition and hydration. You know, what are our thoughts on, you know, how you set yourself up there?
Oh, it matters.
Wow, man. We could
it
go
matters,
deep into
yeah.
This,
this is like another podcast, I think.
I mean, our general, we're big on hydration, obviously, here. And, yeah. And we're big on nutrition too. We love nutrition. It's a yeah. huge part of inflammation and everything.
I mean, it's just so key. I mean, yesterday I was really, really busy in clinic. Like I was probably a little overbooked and I was running hard and I was like flagging. And Dr. Lee made me a hydration special, which is just kind of the nicest thing ever. Like, you know, with some lemon and he muddled up some cucumber, big old glass of water. Man, my energy, I drank that. I was just back, you know. So better it's just coffee. Amazing how powerful it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really true. And I mean, if you have for people that have listened to this before, people listening now, it's like we use a lot of stuff from the Quench book, like Quench protocol and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So adding stuff to your water, and that's it doesn't have to be hard, right? Even just adding stuff to your water, like citrus, like lemon or something like that. Tasteless pinch of salt to that as well is just going to add to that hydration. Ground chia seeds, another thing you can add to your water. Smoothies as well, you can add to that as well. There's other smoothie options with that too. Different fruits and vegetables like green leafy greens, cucumber, celery, different things that you can just eat and add to your water to enhance your water to make your hydration just that much better. I also typically recommend people take something in throughout their day that has electrolytes in it. And I'm not talking about like a Gatorade or something like that. That's just a bunch of sugar. But one of the things that I like the most, Seattle-based company Noon, N-U-U-N, there's a great company. Just drop that into your water. Pretty much no sugar in that. Just packed full of electrolytes. That's great. Some people like the liquid IV things from Costco. That's a fine option as well.
I just checked those out. Yeah. I got some of those.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything good like that is going to be great.
What about ZipFizz?
You know,
do they have electrolytes?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever really had.
ZipFizz is more like energy, right?
Yeah. I think it's like bees.
I think it's got a bunch of like a caffeine thing. Yeah.
I don't think it has caffeine.
It doesn't.
Maybe, I think it's just like a crap ton of B12.
It's a bunch of B vitamins and B12 and stuff like that.
Maybe they sneak some caffeine.
I've never drank it. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, something with electrolytes in during your day, typically always recommend that to people, especially if you're an active person and you work out a lot. You're going to want to have something like that in your day as well. But yeah, so hydration is key. So,
what would we also say about sleep? In about like restorative type of non-activities too, in terms of aging. I mean, is it more important as like to get that restoration and some downtime, or does it not matter?
We're getting some deep talk bits here.
Yeah, I mean, sleep is just
we can
paramount.
Talk about sleep all day.
Yeah, sleep is very important. I think it's important for everybody, but I think especially as you get older, it becomes probably even just a little bit more important, especially if you're an active person. Again, I know I keep like harping on that, but it's just like, depends on your activity level. But for anybody, getting an adequate amount of sleep is going to be great, right? Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, some people struggle with sleep and that's tough. And I totally understand that, especially in the last year with a lot more stress and anxiety for some people. Like that's
in reaching for sometimes a digital distraction,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like I can't sleep. I grab my phone, I scroll through my news feed, or I watch 10,000 TikTok videos at 3 a.m.
That's going to make it worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I send all the TikTok videos I like to my friend in hopes that she's still awake.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody please. Yeah.
But I think that also leads into kind of like one of the big ones with increased injury as we age is the cortisol, the stress cortisol relationship, because especially with this COVID year, I mean, stress has gone through the roof for a lot of people. And as we age, we sort of are a little more maladaptive to stress. And we've got more of it, right? We've got childcare, we've got parent care, we've got COVID, running businesses, working too much, whatever it may be. Like that midlife time is really busy, really, really busy. And we, you know, some people may have heard the term adrenal fatigue, which is really a true thing where we just... our adrenal glands that produce cortisol really kind of flag out. You know, they've been working so hard. You know, they've just been overworked for so long trying to help us maintain. And so that kind of ties into an exercise piece where sometimes, I mean, I've really noticed it in myself, but the really high intensity exercise, the research has indicated over and over again, it increases stress for us as we age. So sort of more moderate exercise, it doesn't boost our cortisol levels up as much. And the thing I think to keep in mind about cortisol is that it, when it's too high, it becomes catabolic, which means it's going to eat up and destroy our tissues. And then we're going to be way more subject to injury.
Yeah.
So it's another kind of thing to keep in track with all of these other factors, you know, the self-care, relaxation, water, sleep, good nutrition, you know, that all helps us to maintain our stress level too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cortisol is tied into sleep as well. That can be a big, major disruptor of sleep if your cortisol is spiking at the wrong times of the day. Like a lot of times people with sleep issues have a cortisol issue as well. So it's a great point that you bring up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost always, you know, and, you know, the cortisol master locally here is, you know, definitely Dr. Rebecca Hoppins over at Seattle Naturopathic. And I still remember when she first tested mine because it was really quite interesting, you know. So I had none in the morning. So I was like, oh, so tired. And then it spiked through the roof for like 3, you know, and then by the time I was supposed to go to sleep, it was still pretty high. So it was way off. But the neat thing about it is that, you know, with herbs and supplements and some sort of mindfulness work, you can change that back to a better rhythm, but you can't sleep when it's like that.
Mm-hmm. No,
at all.
You can't. No. Yeah. Definitely with all the increased stress. I mean, obviously we talked about what cortisol does as you age, but it also when you get stressed too, because that cortisol, just your adrenals get fatigued, just way too much cortisol in your body. It affects the way your body functions, affects the muscles and everything like that. So, I mean, that kind of ties back into, you know, the sleep and everything we were just talking about, but then also finding ways like Dr. Annie just kind of touched on there. It's like, finding ways to practice like mindfulness or finding ways to decrease stress in our lives where we can. Like that's going to be a huge factor for that as well, especially as we age, is finding mm-hmm. ways that we can decrease that stress. And there's multiple different ways that you can do that. I mean, no matter, like, it just depends on like kind of what your preference is there. So, I mean, like, yeah, different herbal supplements can help with that. But then also, I mean, just like meditation, journaling, you know, mm-hmm.
nature bathing.
Going outside. Yeah.
There you go.
Getting outside. Yep. Huge.
Yep. Just with a loincloth. That's how I like to nature
Please
bathe.
Please spare me.
Just through my local woods.
Okay, maybe. Everybody. We'll give you Barry's address at the end of the podcast.
Put some green leaves.
I think you just gave me an idea, Barry. That sounds pretty relieved. That just sounds like...
Sounds great.
Pretty relaxing. Sounds I don't know.
Relaxing. I was going to say hiking, but great. You know, nature bathing works. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I do think it, you know, we talked a lot about... you know, this kind of holistic approach, really, what we're talking about as we age. We just need to be more mindful, more aware of all these different areas of our life. They're all interwoven. And sometimes we need help and we need a guide and we need a kind of a team of specialists to help us unpack and unravel our own situation to get us to a spot where we can be really, really great and feel really great and function at a really high level and be injury free. It's totally possible, but oftentimes what we need to do is just get the right team involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And you know, it's just amazing in this area. We have healthcare partners, Sage Integrative, Seattle Naturopathic, gyms and fitness partners that are just so good at their work. And I just feel like, you know, we can really care for people with mm-hmm. with a few different providers in the play.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, whether you come here first and then we do some of our work and then we can help direct you to that next stage because, mm-hmm. you know, when we look at Sage or we look at Dr. Rebecca, you know, and Dr. Angela and team over at Sage, there's a lot of stuff they can do. I mean, prolozone, PRP, oxygen, you know, there's like all kinds of cool treatment options that they have that can work really well with what we can do here to create pretty phenomenal results for people over mm-hmm. time. And they just go hand in hand.
They do. I mean, I love that Sage is so moving forward with their sort of regenerative medicine program because that's really the way of the future, I think, because insurance, unfortunately, doesn't seem to think it's the way of the future. They just want to give you a cortisone injection. But some of the stuff they're doing is really, really cool.
I'll report back on that. I'm going to get the prolozone, I think. And I want to get some PRP done, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, nice. My piggy bank is definitely accumulating money towards my PRP, which I'm going to get, pretty soon.
What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet.
Just you're just going to get something done with it.
Well, I know.
We're going to do something.
I don't know.
The PRP.
I'm going to get shoulder and knees.
Yeah, shoulder
and
knees.
You know, because those are where, if I'm creaky anywhere, I admit it, that's usually where they show up. So, you know.
I just think, you know, don't settle for less than the best in your life. I mean, don't settle for being, you know, from being limited. Don't settle for being in a state of constant pain. Don't settle for just thinking like, oh, I guess I'm just hurt now, or I guess I can't do the things I love anymore because I'm getting old now, blah, blah, blah.
That's definitely a mentality. It's a great thing you brought that up because I have a lot of patients and, you know, a lot of these patients end up being like maybe like in like their like 40s, 50s, 60s, something like that. And you kind of hear that comment of like, well, this has been around forever and I know it's just, I'm just going to be in pain for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that right there. And I'm just like, you don't have to think that way. Like it doesn't have to be this way. Like, and that's why it's like, you know, we can help get you out of pain. We can help direct you to other people that are great providers around us that can help with other aspects of your healing process. But that's just what I want people to understand is like, I know sometimes it might think that, you know, you've been in pain for like 15, 20 years, whatever it might be. And that sucks. And that's really hard, but you can get out of it. Like we can help you do that.
So. And if we can't, somebody else can.
Yeah.
And we'll point you in that direction.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's key. Yeah, I so agree with you.
Yeah.
I have, you know, patients who are, you know, younger than me say, well, I'm just old now, so I'm going to just, I guess I'm in pain forever. I'm older than you are. No, don't accept it.
Yeah, don't accept
use it as
it.
An excuse. Yeah, don't yeah. accept it.
It's just, yeah, I mean, life is long.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy.
That's right. Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Life is long. Stay healthy.
Yes. Don't
that's
get
another
old.
Good sticker. That's another good t-shirt. We're going to come out with a clothing line or a sticker line.
Something like that.
Yeah. So if you're hearing this and you're hurt and you're feeling like, oh man, you know, maybe it's just going to be this way. It's not. No, you can do something about it. You
no,
know,
no.
Just jump online, book an appointment. Let's get it started. And oftentimes I think we just need to think of it as like, I'm going to find the right team of people who can help me figure myself out. Mm-hmm. And because that's oftentimes how we look at it here is we look at the holistic approach. Like how can we get this person to a spot where they're really going to be functional, they're going to be pain free and they're going to be equipped to have a great life.
Love it.
Yep.
All right. Absolutely. Well, we're here for you. Don't accept it. You deserve more. And we believe in you. That's our message of hope and healing today.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Awesome. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks. And until next time, take care of yourself. And we'll see you in the clinic.
Sounds good.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bear.